Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
Let's see. It might be, let's try SKEETER355.id@netzero.net.
Okay, thank you for that. Please verify your first and last name.
Gus Kohntop, Kohntopp.
Thank you. I've located this account. Please verify your shipping address.
14377 West Baton Rouge Drive, Boise, Idaho, 83713.
All right, thank you for that. Yes, sir. And let's verify your phone number. I have 208-412-6470.
Correct.
All right. Yes, sir. How may I help you today?
Well, we had an automatic order set up, and I guess the card that we had on file was frauded, and so they were supposed to ship out the first of the month, but no one called us to say they didn't go through. So I called about 2 weeks ago and updated that, and they said that we were going to ship it out the next day, and we haven't seen it. So.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look here. I'm showing that. This is for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure Omega 3, 6 boxes, and it was placed on October the 13th. It takes between, let's see, and I have a order confirmation number. Let me see. It takes generally between 7 and 10 business days, but I'll check on that for you. Hang in there 1 second. All right. So, yeah, you should have received it by now. I have a tracking number, but I don't have any updates. So hang in there. Let me look at the calendar here. All right. And that was, yeah, there should be plenty of time. It was ordered on the, yeah. 16th. So, yeah, it's been 10 days. All right, hang in there. I'm going to reach out for assistance and let's see what's going on. I may have to get it reshipped out to you. I apologize for that.
Okay.
Sometimes it is delayed, but I'm going to check and see if maybe that was an issue there. Have you received any emails concerning
no.
the shipping? No.
No, we didn't get anything either. So, no tracking number, no nothing.
Nothing. All right. Let me read through some of the notes before I reach out. Okay. It says it was deleted, but then the order was placed 2 days. I wonder if that deleted is applying to this order that I think is in transit. All right. Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like it stopped that shipment altogether. So did you ever update the card? Is that what you're saying, is that you did not get the card?
Well, I gave them the new
you
card.
Did. Okay.
Yes.
All right. They would have went ahead and processed that order. So I'm going to reach out for assistance. Give me 1 second. All right. And I see this is a, looks like it's on a, this is on a one-time order. I'm just taking a look, and while I wait for that response, I'm looking at the details on the account.
Because there was two, at one point in time, we had two things going on where I did, we had a auto renewal, and then I didn't think that was going or something, so I ended up ordering it again. This is last year separately. So there should have been one auto renewal that was going, and that was, my understanding was October 1st, the credit card they had on file was not valid, so then they just didn't call me. So I called whenever it was. You said either the 13th,
Right, that's what it looks
and
like
gave him the
here.
updated card at that point, and he said it was going to ship out the
Right.
next day, which obviously it didn't, but.
All right, yeah, this is a one-time shipment. So I have someone looking at the account. Like I said, I may have to have that reshipped out to you. Let me see what their verdict is here. All right, almost. She's still looking at it, so just give me, hang in there with me. Thank you for being so patient.
No problem.
Yeah, see the order was placed, but and I have a tracking number. You should have received the tracking number in an email, but if you didn't.
What do you have as a tracking number?
All right, I have 9205901 3186. No, stop. Let me stop right there. I just looked at the date on that and it said October the 20th. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so no, it has not been. My goodness. All right, hang in there with me. I have, that is 2020. That was a year ago. All right, so recently has there, no, she says off for reship, but this is this is not correct. All right.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. So, do you see an auto order for me?
I do not. I
And that's
checked in the
okay. So,
subscriptions, and I'm not seeing anything that would be recurring. This would have been a one-time shipment. So it looks like the last order date was October 13th, 2020.
now we need to find the one that was 2021.
All right, so maybe it's under a different email address.
Yes.
I'm going to search by your first and last name. Let's see.
Okay.
All right.
And actually, here's the last shipment we had was on April 5th, and I have the shipping. I have the order number. I have the GLF number.
Okay, let me
What
check
else
one
do I
other
have?
place. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. I'm gonna go back. It may still be in the old system, quite possibly. So let's try that. We've migrated to a new system. It gives the customer more control and over their account. So let me see if you were maybe in the old system. There we go. Yep. I'm a problem solver. All right. So I've located. No, this is super old too. Okay. So I'm not that great. I thought I was. All right. I'm going to try to search by first and last name. I'm not seeing any orders in October. So let me, again, I don't want to hold you, chase my tail. So let me get assistance here. Do you have a spouse or anyone else in your household that may have that the account
No,
may be under?
there might be a different email.
Okay, let's try that.
Try GKOHNTOPP at gmail.com.
Okay. No. GKH.
No, KOH.
Okay, KOH, sorry.
Yeah, GKOHNTOPP at gmail.com.
All right. Nope.
Nothing there.
Well, wait a minute. There we go. All right. Located. I'm going to check for the year now. No, this is super old also. This is 2019. And do you have any
Okay.
other email
I have
addresses?
the order number from the last shipment that was
Yes,
done to you.
absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. That's 142-8208-236209. Charlie Tango Yankee 002.
That doesn't sound like an order number from
Oh,
this.
that's order ID. Sorry.
Order ID, yeah.
There's a GLF number.
All right, we're gonna 1 second. We're gonna figure this out. And that was an order ID, correct?
Order date was April 5th of 2021.
Here's what I'm going to do. Go back to that original, that was seemed to be the most current account.
This one right here is supposed to be on a 6 month auto ship. The other one was
Okay.
a singleton, I
Okay.
think.
All right. So let's tell you what. Yeah, let's go back first to the other, the first account that I located right here. All right. And I'm going to go to the subscriptions and see if I can maybe pull it up that way.
Okay.
I'm going to try to only search your, instead of using your email, I'm just going to use your first and last name. All right. Maybe. I think I may have somehow stumbled across it. This would be next upcoming is January the 24th. Let me see what it is. This is for Omax 3, 6 boxes. So it is paused. Looks like you're receiving that every 3 months. But let me, all right, so I'm going to take this and it doesn't tell me when this was ordered, but I would assume if the next order date is July 24th, it should have been just very recently. So hang in there. I think
Okay.
I'm getting warmer.
All
Getting
right.
warmer. All right. That's it. I'm reaching out. I feel like I'm wasting time. Right. So I've located this subscription. but not the account. Or maybe not the account, but not the order that is most current. Let me think. Boy, they've changed the system and threw me for a loop here, so. And I'm waiting for a response. I've reached out for assistance.
Wait.
I've never had this to happen, so I'm glad you've called. I'm glad I'm able to learn this, but I hate that it's at your expense. I'm sorry.
All right.
And I'm still waiting for assistance. And going back, and I'm just going to peck until I figure it out, I guess. There we go. What are you trying to do exactly? All right, so I'm getting assistance. Just thank you for being patient. My goodness, I am very sorry, sir. And we are okay. The tracking will be on the main screen. Yep. The problem is can't locate the order. I think sometimes I need a translator, maybe. I'm not sure. All right, so I'm giving the information to a supervisor to assist. Go ahead and get this, wrapped up. I'm so sorry. Thank you for being patient. All right, I'm so sorry. So how's the weather where you're at there, sir?
It's in the 50s.
That doesn't
So,
sound like fun to me.
yeah.
Righty. Oh my goodness.
Not seeing a charge.
Okay, you're not seeing a charge. I can place the order for you, but I want to make sure that we're not double charging you again. So
Well, what
place.
it should it come up as OMAX or what or what?
Yes, if it was. Yes, sir. That's correct. It would come up as OMAX. Yeah, definitely need a translator. All right. So I'm going to screenshot the page I'm looking at, and hopefully this will help. All right, so it's saying the order status payment failed, but if you called in to give the agent the updated card number, it should have
Yeah, what
processed
day
that.
did you show the payment fail? What was that on the
All
first?
right, let me take a look here. Order status sent me in a loop. This is the same one that I've located with the. Just hang in there. I think I'm onto something. All right. Edit billing. View history. There we go. That was. Right. So I see the. Oh my goodness. No, I don't see anything. This is crazy. Because now that I thought I was so warm, and I opened the account, and this is from 2019, so I'm not sure. I tell you what, I can place the order for you. If you're not seeing any charges on your end, I would think it's safe to say that the charges would have been within 24 hours. So if you did not speak to a representative and you haven't placed any orders within 24 hours, I would think it's safe to say that there has not been an order placed for you. I'm not locating anything that's current. I cannot. I'm just not sure why it's saying upcoming order 2022, but all of the history says 2019 when I open the screen.
Well, because our last order we received was April 5th of 20, or the ship date was April 5th of 2021.
All right.
And there's a order ID number and there's
Yes.
a GLF number.
All right. The order ID number, was that the long number you gave me earlier?
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah.
that's. Let me ask you this. Did you order from OMAX, or was it from a third party site like Amazon or any other?
Well, I think to set up the automatic pay on it, it'd have to be from you guys, wouldn't it? Because it says it
Yeah.
doesn't say anything else on this, but it maybe it came through Amazon, but would Amazon give you an option to do a 6-month auto pay?
I'm not sure. I've never ordered the product
Yeah.
from Amazon. I'm not sure how they work, but that order number would have
Oh,
been like
here's a web.
SH. Okay, you see a web
I have
ID?
a web order number here, web order number, which says OM1957720.
Right, so let me see if they can assist me with that. This is a web ID number.
Yeah. Says web order number on it.
Okay. And that was April of this year. Correct?
April, yeah. Yep,
Okay.
April 5th, 2021.
Okay. Okay, so she's saying that that's what I found as a failed payment. All right, so when I open it, it gives me the wrong dates. All right, so I'm just explaining that when I open the payment history to see the decline charge, it shows 2019, 2020. How can I locate this customer's account? I can locate, I mean, I see the decline thing, but I can't, I don't know. It's okay. I don't think you would need to know all that. So. Yes, please. Yes. Okay, and I'm going to also explain that you've updated card and we do not show him under a sub on the orders we found. These are 2 years. Okay, I know that. Okay, all right. I tell you what, I think that the easiest way would be to place this order for you, because we're going in circles here. All right. Would you like to keep that the same way, receiving it every 6 months, just as it is, but with a new order?
I guess that we can
Okay.
find.
Okay. We can do that. I can do that. All right.
And also, since it's been, we're out now, so I don't know if there's any way you can rush it because we don't have it.
Okay.
That we can.
Yeah, not, as far as I know, we're not able to rush the order. It will be 7 to 10 business days, but I'm going to. Now, which email would you like to use with this order?
The Skeeter 3551.
Okay. All right, Skeeter335.id@netzero.net. Correct.
That's 355.
At 3 5. Yes, sir. All right. All right. And have you ever placed an order on the OMAX website yourself before? Or have you
Yeah, I
always
think that's
called
how
it?
we did
You
it.
have. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I would have to have your password, and I do apologize. I don't, but in order for me to place this order, I would have to log into your account.
Okay. Well, I don't remember make an account, but let's see. Did you say it's OMAX Health?
Okay, I can do that.
Is it?
OMAX Health. Oh, yes, sir.
No, no. Is that the?
OMAXHealth.com. Yeah. I mean, you can place the order as well. I mean, just as well as I can. And I'm not trying to put you off. I would love to place this order for you. But, passwords are sensitive, in my opinion. And I would have to have the your password to place that order for you for a subscription. Now I can place a one-time shipment, no problem. I wouldn't need any of that information.
Well, that's let me see if I can even remember it, because I don't know if I ever had an account.
Okay.
So let's see what if anything comes up on my
Okay.
end.
Right, go ahead.
All right, so there is one. Let me see what Mandy's subscription says on it.
All right.
No subscriptions.
No subscriptions. This is
All right.
crazy.
Yeah, this one just shows that October 13th was the last
Man.
one.
Okay, so I'm not that crazy. I see the same thing here, but I did see him locate another one, and maybe it was just I don't know, maybe a flaw in the system somehow, but that's correct. Okay, so you can go ahead if you would like to restart this order in as a subscription. Let me make sure this one is a subscription before I tell you that. It looks like a one-time shipment on my end, but let me see. Yep. All right. Yeah, so you can, well, if you're seeing it, that is definitely confusing. Okay.
All right, so you don't see anything at all in our system
I do
that we
not.
had
I don't
before.
see, and no, sir, I don't see anything that's current up to this October 20. I don't see any orders in 2021.
That's
And
not, this is crazy. So
it
then you
is.
can't find this web order number using
No,
it.
sir. No, sir. And I sent that over to assist with maybe helping to locate the account, and I got a question mark in response, and I said it's a web ID number. Either it was placed through a different source such as Amazon or but that's not an order ID number that we would have. And the web ID number, that may have something to do with your bank, possibly. I'm not sure, but that's not a familiar number to me. Like
All
a
right.
familiar
Well, I will
secret.
see. I will look at it and see what I can find, because maybe it was through Amazon,
Okay,
but
and
I don't know if they did a an auto ship, because that's how it was kind of set up.
right.
So.
If you have any problems, please give us a call back, and you can either place that order there while you're in the OMAX account. I am so sorry that I wasn't able to assist you. I don't have the information to do
Okay.
that though, okay?
All right.
All right.
Bye
Well,
now.
thank you for calling OMAX Health. You have a great day.